Hello, this is Jesse from Opinion Research. Today we are talking to people in the Glenwood Springs area about taxes, local services, and possible ballot issues on the upcoming November election. Your feedback is valued and needed for decisions to be made. Do you live in the city of Glenwood Springs?
Who is this?
I'm Jesse from Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in the Glenwood Springs area about taxes, local services, and possible ballot issues on the upcoming November election. Your feedback is valued and needed for decisions to be made. Do you live in the city of Glenwood Springs?
Yes, I do.
Thank you, ma'am. Your opinion is very important. Are you registered to vote at this address
in
Colorado?
Yes,
and are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, and Independent, or something else?
I'm pretty much registered as an Independent because I vote for whom I choose, not for because I'm a Democrat or a Republican. I think that's asinine.
As an Independent, right? Thank you. Your opinion is important. And overall, how would you rate the quality of life in Glenwood Springs? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Excellent.
Thank you. And is your opinion of Glenwood Springs City Council very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
It's somewhat positive. I mean, I agree and I disagree. It's somewhat positive.
Okay. And how would you rate the overall quality or condition of the streets and roads in Glenwood Springs? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Good.
Thank you.
But, you know, you've got to understand, in Glenwood, we have all the asphalt traffic. So there's a lot of wear and tear that's not necessarily just Glenwood.
Right. Excellent. And that's the reason why your opinion is important, ma'am. And which of these three statements best applies to the streets and roads near where you live? The city has done a good job keeping them in good condition, or the city has made repairs and fixes, but they are in need of more repairs, or no repairs or fixes have been made and they are in bad condition.
They need repairs right now.
Okay, so you would be more selecting which of the three statements in this case?
Second one down.
The second one down, right? The city has made repairs and fixes, but they are in need of more repairs. Now, how would you rate the overall level of taxes and fees you pay as a resident of Glenwood Springs, given the level of services provided by your local and state government? Much too high.
I'd be very blunt about that. Because of Aspen, we pay ridiculous taxes.
You would say much too high or somewhat high.
They're too high.
Much too high, right? Thank you. Or somewhat too high.
Much too high.
Okay. As you may have heard or read, the city of Glenwood Springs is considering a ballot issue this November asking voters to either renew or replace a soon-to-expire local and 1/2-cent tax that generates money for street maintenance and repair. Please cast your vote as yes or no on each of the following three separate options. Option one, would you vote yes or no to renew 1/2 cent or, yes, basically 1/2 cent sales tax and add an additional 1/2 cent for a total of 1 cent to provide funds needed to pay for all street and road maintenance and surface repairs for the next 20 years, as well as cover costs of replacing deteriorating water and sewer pipes under the streets when a full replacement of the street is needed? Vote yes or no.
Yes.
Okay. Option two, would you vote yes or no to renew 1/2 cent sales tax and add an additional 1/4 cent to a total of 3/4 cents to provide funds needed to pay for all street and road maintenance and surface repairs for the next 20 years? Vote yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. And would you vote yes or no to continue 1/2 cent sales tax for 20 years at Fun City Streets and Road Maintenance?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, next, do you agree or disagree with this statement that opponents to whatever sales tax increase a ballot issue the city puts forth this November might make? Taxes are high enough already, and we just can't trust the city government or the politicians to spend this money either as promised or without wasting it. Do you agree or disagree?
That's way accurate.
Okay, you agree. Thank you. And lastly, here are a few statements that supporters of local taxes, of the local sales tax for road maintenance and street repair might make. Rate each as a very persuasive reason to vote. yes on a sales tax ballot or somewhat persuasive reason or not persuasive at all. Those are the three options.
Not persuasive, and there's a reason. Aspen should be paying for our roads too.
There are different aspects, so we would like to record your responses specifically, man. Since the cost of construction materials or road repairs is up significantly since voters last approved 1.5 cent sales tax nearly 20 years ago, a 1/4 cent increase in the local sales tax is now needed to generate the money to keep pace and ensure all needed maintenance repair projects can get done. Very persuasive reason, somewhat persuasive. Not persuasive at all?
I'm not persuasive at all on that.
Okay. Voting yes to increase the sales tax above its current 1.5 cent level provides more money to improve sidewalks, crosswalks, signage, and bike lanes, which will increase safety of walking and biking in Glenwood Springs. Same option. Somewhat not persuasive at all.
No. That I vote for. Absolutely.
Your very persuasive reason to vote yes,
yes.
Right? Okay.
Yes.
Glenwood Springs weather is tough on roads, so we need to continually work to maintain and stay on top of fixing damage before it gets much worse and costs more. Same options.
I still vote yes on that one.
You find a very persuasive reason to vote yes, right? Or somewhat persuasive.
Yes.
Thank
yes.
you. Voting yes for a full 1 cent sales tax means that when the city needs to do a full replacement of a street and the aging pass below, that work can be done faster on a larger portion of the street, meaning less overall disruption to neighbors that is currently necessary. Very somewhat not persuasive at all.
Very.
Thank you. The full 1 cent sales tax option provides additional money to do full roadway and under the street infrastructure repair all at once, so that when streets are torn up and replaced, the deteriorating water and sewer pipes underneath, some of which are 70 years old, can also be replaced.
I vote yes on that.
Very persuasive reason to vote yes on that, right? Thank you. A significant proportion of this sales tax money for Glenwood Springs Road is paid by non-residents who make purchases here. We get good roads and streets, and outsiders who use them contribute. Same options.
I vote very persuasive, yes.
There's a very persuasive reason to vote yes. Okay, the next one said, by voting yes for the full 1 cent sales tax, the future cost of replacing aging leaky water and sewer pipes will be shipped away from homeowners and their water bills onto the sales tax, where the cost is shared with non-residents making purchases in Glenwood Springs who drive on our streets.
Yeah, absolutely, yes.
Very persuasive, thank you. 100% of all money raised by this street sales tax goes toward maintaining and replacing roads and streets in the city. By law, this sales tax revenue cannot be diverted to other uses.
I agree with that, yes, but I have no other use.
Very persuasive to vote yes?
Yes.
Okay. The city's Public Works Department has a solid record of accomplishment maintaining, fixing, and replacing damaged streets. It can be trusted to continue doing this needed work.
The answer is yeah.
The answer is very persuasive reason to vote yes, right? Okay.
Yes.
And unless the residents of Glenwood Springs agree to pay for more road maintenance and repair, there is very little money from the state or federal government to keep our streets in good shape. It is up to the local community to take care of itself.
Well, I still feel, and that's because of all the traffic going up Valley to Carbondale, the answer is other the other areas should be helping take care of it. So I guess my answer there is absolutely no. It
not persuasive at all. Okay.
Not persuasive.
Thank you so much. That's why we wanted to be specific on that one. Almost done with the 70%, having heard all of this information on both sides, how would you vote yes or no on each of the following options? Option one, to renew the 1.5 cent sales tax and add an additional 1.5 cent for a total of 1 cent to provide funds needed to pay for all street and road maintenance and surface repair for the next 20 years, as well as cover costs of replacing deteriorating water repairs for the next 20 years, as well as cover costs of replacing deteriorating water and sewer pipes under the streets when a full replacement of the street is needed? Well, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. And option two, to renew the 1/2 cent sales tax and add an additional 1/4 cent to a total of 3/4 cents or 3/4 to provide funds needed to pay for all street and road maintenance and surface repairs for the next 20 years, as well as cover costs of replacing deteriorating water repairs for the next 20 years. Vote yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Option three, to continue the 1/2 cent sales tax for 20 years that funds city street and road maintenance. Vote yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. And finally, if voters approve any of these three sales tax ballots, would you support or oppose allowing the city to borrow against future sales tax revenue in order to get the money up front to speed up road repair and replacement projects and contract for repairs at today's construction prices rather than future rising prices? Would you support or oppose?
Good support.
Thank you so much. And what? And also, let me just go ahead and ask you, just to confirm, what is your gender is female or male, right? Female, right, ma'am?
Female.
And could you please tell me, is your age between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64?
75
up, okay. Thank you so much. How long have you lived in Glenwood Springs? 0 to 5 years, 6 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, 21 to 30 years, or more than 30 years?
You know, I've lived in Garfield County more than 30 years. Part of it
How about in Glenwood Springs?
Over 20.
Over 20, within 21 to 30 years, right?
Yeah,
okay, thank you.
Exactly.
Do you own or rent your current place of residence?
Rent.
Rent, right? Thank you so much. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
Okay, you enjoy your day.
Thank you, likewise. Goodbye.